Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to One Designer, Two Ideas. I'm Pam, your host, and the designer here at One Designer, Two Ideas. Here is where we find ways to love on our homes weekly. We're going to begin with reclaiming our space. Today's topic will be reclaiming our space, and for the next two shows, we will include tips on just that. From rooms that live behind closed doors to garages so filled there's no room for cars, to the overfilled drawers in the kitchen, the goal will be to decrease clutter and increase our livable space. Hopefully today's show, as well as the upcoming shows, will be interesting and helpful. We will get to that, but first I wanted to take this opportunity to introduce myself to you, the listeners. As I said earlier, I am Pam, and I am the designer here at One Designer, Two Ideas. I am certified in the principles of interior redesign and home staging, through a certificate program offered at Joliet Junior College in Joliet, Illinois. I've been practicing redesign since December 2013, and I love it. I not only practice interior redesign, I blog and write about it. One Designer, Two Ideas started out as the title of my monthly newsletter, but has grown even more, stretching its tape measure out across the airwaves with this program. Weekly, we will discuss, and I hope you listeners will join me in the discussions by calling in. We will have guest experts sound off in their professional fields, assisting us in living well at home. We are looking forward to hearing from you, the listeners, as well. So feel free to call in and share your thoughts. The number to the studio is 1-347-326-9930. That's 1-347-326-9930. You will be asked for your first name only and where you're calling from. That said, I would like to thank you for tuning in. And again, welcome. And as Ed Sullivan would say, on with the show. Today's topic is finding ways to reclaim our space. Our homes should be where we live in comfort. Keeping in mind that everyone's level of comfort is different, I think we all have spaces with accumulation that creates deficit in living space. You know, like to eat sometimes. We may have to move the mail. To sit in a chair and put our socks on in the bedroom, we might have to unclutter it. To get to the best seasoning in all the world in the back of the seasoning cabinet, we have to move stuff, probably stuff that seasonings that we don't even use anymore. Corralling our stuff keeps us, I think, from having bulging drawers, cabinets, rooms, and closets, and garages and basements where most things go and are rarely seen again. So, you know, what is junk? Well, Webster says junk is defined as old and discarded articles considered useless or of little value. Well, Webster says clutter is things lying around in an untidy mass. The Urban Dictionary says junk is useless rubbish, which sits around for months. For months? Well, we don't realize it's a mass of rubbish with little value until we are looking for that vase. You know that vase we got when we got those roses? Cute little etched designs in them. We don't know where that is. We haven't seen it. But we just got some flowers, and it would just look so perfect in this vase. So we go looking for it. Now, the untidy room or pantry or closet that we looked in is front and center because we can't find the vase among all the other things that are to ourselves as we continue to look for the vase. Yeah, this seems to be
you like yesterday. What more can be done? How could recovery return the role to available living space? How can we reclaim our space? Well, I'll tell you a short story. My children brought me a wide working table because I design and create pillowcases. My children decided they got me this table because they wanted me to have more space to lay the back out, to cut, and design. Well, the table is 60 inches long. And a 14 by 14 room, that's a bit of a problem. So I went in the room, and I'm looking, standing at the door, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, Pam, what are you going to do? Well, what I did was I told myself, I've got to start decluttering. When I started taking things out of the corners and moving stuff around, I could not believe I found receipts for 2013, bank receipts for 2014, and I'm thinking to myself, why is this still here? So I thought, I better start decluttering. I know what decluttering is, you know, from being a redesigner, but I mean, this was a personal thing. I really needed to do this and get to it and do it. So I wanted to share with you some steps that I went through, and hopefully they'll help you declutter as well. So where do we begin? How does Pam set up the 60-inch table in a 14-by-14 room already with other stuff in it? And I penciled a plan. Okay, how are we going to make this work? So I decided, okay, what do I need the space for? Well, I need to put the table up so I can cut fabric so I can continue to make my lovely pillowcases that you guys will hear about later in the show. Okay. So ask yourself, I'm going to take myself out of this. So ask yourself, evaluate the space, that's the first step if you want to reclaim your space. Pencil a plan. What do you need the space for? What do you need the space to be? Do you just want the space to be decluttered and clean? Number two, call a family meeting. Oh, call a family meeting. Please. I moved from a home where my children had things, and I called, okay, who wants this, who wants me to, what do you want me to do with it? Discuss your plans and ask for input from the family. Also, solicit their help, too. What day are you off? What day do you not have classes? How can I get your help? The work will go faster with help. And if you have, you know, if you have to climb, at least you'll have someone there to hold, you know, to hold the ladder if that's what you want to do. Third, free a block of time. I learned this is not a rush job. You make an appointment with declutter and keep it. Plan ahead and don't rush. Comfortable clothes and shoes. I do not recommend bare feet while you're cleaning in a room that you're not sure of what is in there. I suggest that you have shoes on to cover your feet to protect your feet, just in case. You know, just in case something falls. Five, most people recommend getting three bins, three bags. I recommend four, and I'll tell you why. Get four bins. I recommend that you get four bins, four bags, and make four piles. Yes. It's the yes, it's the no, it's the maybe, and the fourth one, not my decision. Because it's not yours. Not my decision. Someone in the house or someone that has moved out. Someone who has moved out the house and you would like their input because you don't want to throw it out, put it somewhere, and they say, well, you didn't tell me you were going to do that. I didn't hear you. You didn't call me. I didn't get that text. It's funny. If they don't get the text, they don't know what you're doing. So make sure. Who the item belongs to, and place a time limit for them to come and get it or throw it out themselves. I learned that from experience. They say they you call them and they say, okay, I said throw it out. I say, you didn't I didn't tell you that, Mom. Okay, so listen, I'm going to call you, I'm going to text you, and I'm going to wait for an answer. Then I'm going to give you a time limit to come and take care of it. I may call you again, or I may not, but I'm giving the responsibility to the person that it belongs to, and I'm asking them to take care of it. Decluttering can be a fun job, especially if someone else, but you can't make, you know, decisions with someone else's stuff. I remember when I moved out of my mom's house, and a lot of my stuff was still in what I called my bedroom. Well, I believe one conversation she and I had, she said, I referred to it as my bedroom, and she said, "That's not your bedroom. That's my ironing room." And that's what she did. She took my stuff was kind of pushed to the side. The bed was still there. The dresser was still there. My closet was still there. But now my closet became her closet for extra clothes that she could hang in her closet in her room. The iron was set up. It was there. It never was put down. You know, when I lived at home, the iron stayed in the pantry. Well, now Pam's gone, so now the iron stayed up with the iron. The iron board stayed up with the iron on it. My chair that I sat in, that became an armrest for everything that she needed to iron. The edge of my bed was always made up, and the edge of the bed became the place where things that were ironed were set and folded. So she redesigned my room. That was her way of redesigning, decluttering, and making my bedroom hers. So she enjoyed it, and my mom was always moving stuff around, creating space out in no space, and so this was something that she was used to. So she had given me, she said, you got some time to come and get your stuff, but I need you to come and get it whenever you get a chance. Well, you know, kids, I moved. I got a new job and talked to Mom. Mom, I'm going to come and get that stuff. I plan to. She said, you better hurry on because I don't know what I'm going to do. So we go to her house. We go for dinner. Well, dinner was on Sunday. Certainly couldn't take boxes from her house on Sunday. So, yeah, Mom, I'll be back next week. I have to tell you, when I decided to go and get it, it was all boxed up in a corner with my name on it. And I believe that if I hadn't got it when I got it, it might have been in the alley, but I'm not real sure about that. But I learned from my experience with my children when we lived at another home where their stuff was at. I taught myself. I thought, there has to be a fourth pile. So to make sure that your mind is clear and your conscience is clear, because the kids may say they don't remember talking to you, they don't remember you saying anything about it, they don't remember, make sure that you make contact with them, make sure that they are coherent, they are awake, and you can say, please come and get your stuff. I give you 2 weeks. I'd like the space. I'd like to reclaim my space. So those are my steps. So we'll recap that. Evaluate the space is the first one. 2, call a family meeting and get people's ideas for the space if you're not sure what you want it to be. 3, free a block of time. Don't be in a hurry. Make an appointment with decluttering. Get it done. Wear comfortable clothes and make sure you have shoes on. 5 is get 4 bins, 4 piles, or 4 bags. Yes, no, maybe, and not my decision. And I hope that this has been helpful to you. But I also wanted to make sure that if we decide that we want to discard things from, you know, the no pile is going to be discarded. Make sure that if it's any electronics or if it's anything that has to be carefully disposed of, that we know how to dispose of it. You might want to call your municipality and, you know, get in with them and ask them, how should I get started? I have a television. I have a computer. I have a typewriter. Oh, some people don't even know what that is. But, yeah, I have a typewriter. I'd like to discard these things. How do I do it? If you are, if there are in this room or this place that you're cleaning, and there are chemicals, pesticides, insecticides, oil-based paints, or anything with mercury, that is something that would probably need to be have a special way to dispose of it. You don't want to be it's sitting outside on your lawn, or you get a notice from the town that you live in. You need to make sure that you are, you know, up to date with ways in which to dispose of these things. If your room consists of a refrigerator, I believe that you can put the refrigerator at the curb, but please take the door off of it. Take the door, the front door, the freezer door. Stack all the drawers on top where they can be seen. My suggestion is to make sure that all the parts are separate and that there is no way that anyone can get in there and close themselves up. So please, if you're gonna if it's a refrigerator, I ask that you make sure that the door is off, both doors. If it's a double door refrigerator, please make sure that both doors are off. Don't forget in the safety disposal that we want to talk about cleaning products and the gas can that we use for the lawnmower. Make sure you can't pour that on the grass. It might get in the grass, seep it to the drinking water. There's just too much that can happen. So I think that it's a good thing that you know what to do. And again, it's calling your governmental building. It's calling your governmental body. It's knowing how to dispose of these things. And it says here, when improperly tossed or dumped in a drain, waste can pollute the water supply. And that is from people that, you know, are green. They don't want, you know, they're adamant about ways in which to get to discard. And I want to say get rid, but I want to say discard things of that nature. Other electronics, again, things that included in that may need special treatment, computer accessories, TVs up to 32 inches, radios, VCRs, cameras, and, of course, appliances. And as I said, there's no problem, and I'm sure that they don't mind you calling and asking, please tell me how I should dispose of this. And that's all part of the decluttering process. So I would like to take any calls. Anyone want to call me and give me, you know, ask some questions or we can discuss. I did pull some other, I have some other information that I got from an article I read. To keep a top on top of declutter, one way, and my mom was good at this, is put it back. If you got it from the cabinet on the right, put it back when you're done, and that will stop it from being on the counter accumulating. Okay. Also, make sure you stay ahead of the mail. What I try to do is to read it as it comes in and throw it away, recycle it as necessary once I take the personal information off of it. You can stay on top of it by just taking care of it right then and right there. So I am so glad, first off, to have this show, to share with you guys anything, you know, all things home. I love redesign. Redesign is just taking what you have. And the definition of redesign, I just want to say, is taking what you have and making something different. You can buy if you want. It's not recommended. We don't. It's not required. If you want to buy a new couch, if you want to buy a new chair to make this room different, you can. But a lot of times, you get a different vision when you declutter. The room looks different to you. And it may not need the new couch. It may not need something. But to stand at the door and look at the space, all clean, all clear. And I am still working on my space for my new table, because I would love to have this large table to make pillowcases and blankets, and without having to, I'm going up, down, and then I'm cutting. And I'm going back down. If I had the table, and I do appreciate my children for thinking about me in that way for Mother's Day, it is going to make creating and designing pillowcases and blankets so much easier, and I am so looking forward to using it. I'm still working on the space that it's going to be, as I said. I have found things that I had forgotten I had, like a little jar. Michael was selling these little mason jars for $1, and I remember buying it. And then when I pulled it out of the box, I'm thinking to myself, what was I going to make with this? And as we all should stay on top of things that are around us and in rooms and then in the back of the room. We shouldn't spend time not exploring our space. I mean, we pay for it monthly, whether it's rent, whether it's a mortgage. This is our space, and that we should know what's there and appreciate our space and increase our livable space every day. I have truly, truly enjoyed this. I have 7 minutes left. If anyone would like to call in, feel free to do that. The number here is 1-347-326-9930. That's 1-347-326-9930. And we're back. I have not received any calls. I do appreciate you listening, though. I hope that it was helpful. Feel free to leave me an email or a comment on my page here at Blog Talk Radio. I do appreciate Blog Talk Radio for making this an opportunity for me to share my tips with everyone who's listening on how to love more on your homes and appreciate your space. Again, this is Pam. I'm going to sign off for now. I've appreciated it. Give us a call, and then I'll be back on Thursday. Well, we will be still talking about decluttering our space, and the garage will be our subject. Thank you very much. Have a good day.